PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy 74 for the high today with plenty of sun. Would you consider me an outdoor enthusiast?
Absolutely not. Not even for one second.
Really? Not an outdoorsman?
No, unless you consider you taking strolls around the city an outdoorsman. No.
Yeah, I've always kind of secretly wanted to be that guy, but I've never been camping in my life. This weekend, Saturday morning, I was in survival mode. Everybody was going to Bristol having a grand old time. Mm-hmm. That's not what this was. This was across the way. If you've ever been to Stid Hill in Bristol, it's intense up there in those mountains.
Stid Hill? Sounds like a sexually transmitted disease.
Well, that's where I was. I didn't catch anything.
That we know of.
But there's multiple trails that you can use within Stid Hill. And the problem was is that I did not come prepared. Last weekend, I go, we took a nice walk through Bristol Mountain. We just didn't use the chairlifts, me and my buddy Dave. This is like our weekend routine, right? We go, we do a hike, we get lunch.
I would consider Dave an outdoorsman.
Well, yeah, Dave has definitely been on, he's a little bit more outdoorsy than I am. But last week, I showed up, and he gave me a hard time for wearing shorts. He goes, dude, you look like you're about to go make sandwiches. I said, what? He called them sandwich-making shorts because I was not prepared. I had shorts on and sneakers. He's like, he had a backpack,
bug spray,
granola bars, you know, the whole
thing. I can't believe he ropes you into this.
So this week, Saturday morning, I show up to his house at 10 a.m. He's like, don't be a minute late. Breeze, I got jeans on. I got my flannel.
You got your boots?
Duck boots, everything. The works. Ready to go. Well, we get to Stid Hill, and we park the car.
I hate the name. I can't lie. I hate it.
We get out, and we're tracking through a field. I mean, the grass is up to our thighs. I'm like, this doesn't look like a...
There's snakes. There's rats.
Everything.
There's all kinds of stuff in there.
And then I come across a sign that says, make sure you wear your vest. This was not hiking trails. This was specifically for hunters. I'm like, we shouldn't be here. So we got to turn around and then drive all the way up the road. Right? I'm like, let's get out of here. This is not a hiking trail. We can get shot in the head. Okay? Let's get out of here. This is stupid. So we go on to another trail. We park the car. Around this time, it's probably, I don't know, close to 11 o'clock. We go up through the trail and it's beautiful, you guys. Like this time of the year, anybody who's used the chairlifts at Bristol and everything, you went yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Well, we were across, you see those huge hills across from Bristol. We're lost in there. This was supposed to be a 2-mile hike and it turned into 9 miles. That's how long we got lost.
Did you have your watch on?
We synced our watches.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden we have no service on our phones. 2 miles is up. And he goes, what direction do you want to go in? You want to keep walking up or go left?
I don't know.
How do I know, dude?
I didn't even know we were walking uphill.
I was like, I don't know where we are. He goes, all right, let's just keep going. While we keep walking, an hour goes by. Then another hour goes by. And I was upset at first because before we got there, I asked him. I was like, I haven't had any water. I haven't had anything to eat. I'm very lightheaded because I'm just coming
off. And it was hot on Saturday.
It was
and you're wearing jeans.
Wearing
Did
jeans.
You wear a long sleeve because of the...
I have a hoodie on.
Oh, my God.
And I'm thirsty, and I'm hungry, and I'm just getting over a cold. So right now, I'm basically...
You're in bad health.
I'm not prepared for this.
No.
But I'm like, you know, let's suck it up. Let's push
you're
through.
You're an outdoorsman.
I'm like, it's only 2 miles. Guys, 2 miles turned into 9 miles. I was like, we took a wrong turn. We didn't see one person for hours. For hours. And I'm walking through there, and he always carries his gun on him. It's fully loaded.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, Dave, this is it. We got to end it. We're never getting out of here.
God.
He goes, well, by my calculations, we're probably a half hour from the car, so we might not have to take ourselves out. I'm like, we got no phones. I'm thirsty. I'm hungry. I was like, we got to get out of here. I have dinner at 5:30. By the time I get home, Breezy, from 10 a.m. that morning, it's almost 4 o'clock. It's about 4 o'clock.
No. No.
2 miles turned into 9. I had no idea.
Not
where
to mention you're in Bristol and you have to be in Greece.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I got to go home, shower, change. It was an absolute nightmare. And you know what? I'm not going to lie. I panicked. I got a little scared.
Of course you did.
I got a little scared.
There's no way you would have made it out there. No way.
I'm glad.
Did you bring food?
Nothing. He had one granola bar in his backpack, and it expired 5 years ago.
Well, who cares? It's still good.
I'm like, you brought one Nutri-Grain bar, and there's two of us? He goes, well, I always had it for emergencies, just in case I might need to pull it out. But I didn't realize it was 5 years old. I was like, we're not prepared at all.
Oh, my God.
And all I wanted, I don't know why, I just wanted a beer. I didn't even want water. I was just craving a beer.
What was your last drink?
My last drink. It was my last
drink. Did you had to lock, stock, and barrel out? No time.
What is it?
Lock, Stock, and Barrel is right down. It's the restaurant, literally the only restaurant on that strip.
Stopped right there for Coors Light right
after. Did you?
I've never been in that place, and I got to tell you, I loved it.
Good vibes. Great wings. Great wings.
He got wings. I'm like, I'm definitely going to be late for dinner now.
Yeah.
I got to try the wings. But that place was so cool, and I was just so excited to make it out of the woods.
Yeah.
And get something to drink and something to eat.
You kissed the car.
20,000 steps later.
That is intense. And honestly, like, I think...
I was a little pissed at him.
I think the hiking career ends here.
I told him, I said, this was very reckless on your part. You didn't plan ahead. You brought no food. You brought no water.
No. Nope.
He goes, neither did you. I said, you said this was going to be a mile to 2 miles. This turned into...
You said we were walking the canal.
This was an all-day... I was like, listen...
Was his wife like, where are you guys?
She had tried calling. There was a missed call from her. She tried calling in. She was getting her hair done. She's like, you have a dog at home that you need to let out. He's like, well, you're definitely going to get home before I am. So you're going to have to take care of that.
Oh, my God.
And here I am. I'm all about the outdoors. I've never gone camping in my life. My family, we didn't grow up camping.
No.
I grew up with a father who's an immigrant from Italy. He was like,
I've been camping for years. I worked my ass off.
To build a home for you. You want to go sleep outside? Go sleep outside.
Go sleep outside.
We didn't camp. It's something I've never done.
The biggest camping adventure I ever did was I pitched a tent in the garage. I hooked up the DVD player. I was watching things out there. I was like, I'm camping. Camping. Come on. I had a VCR with a TV in my tent.
You weren't camping at all. We all, for whatever reason, just want to sleep in a tent.
I know.
You know?
I know.
All those years I lived in LA, a part of me was a little bit envious of all those homeless people in those tents on the sidewalk.
You're like, what is it like? Can I shadow you for a day?
That had, for whatever reason, had TVs that were playing. Yes. And where's this electricity coming from?
That was me. Small generator. I mean, you know a thing or two about the small generator, so.
Yeah, I sure do.
I'm happy you made it out. I mean, definitely 1010 wouldn't recommend doing that again.
Yeah, Stid Hill, right there in Bristol, right across from Bristol Mountain. It was scary in there, you guys, but made it back alive. Kiss the ground you walk on.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
Another episode of Moosterpiece Theater. And this month has been a lot of fun because, you know, it's Halloween and
spooky.
We've been really getting after it with the horror films.
Last week we did It. The week before we did Black Phone. Didn't we do Human Centipede? Oh, that was a different thing. We did do Human Centipede, but for a different reason.
We've just
been getting after it.
So I picked a movie Breezy's never seen. We're going to act out a scene from this iconic film. And then you'll go home, you'll watch this film tonight for Breezy's big movie review tomorrow.
Yes.
585-252 if you know the name of the film. But this is a classic one. It's from 1996. But for whatever reason, it's one of those films that it's still so popular with so many generations even today.
Uh-huh.
So a
lot of stuff that's been done with it, that's why.
Yeah, that's true too. So in today's scene... The reason why I think this movie is so stupid is because nobody does this anymore. You're very, very nonchalant, very casual right now. And let's just basically say you're taking ditzy. A phone call. Yeah, ditzy. You're a ditzy blonde.
Yeah.
So, all right, let me set the tone to this. Do you have any questions?
No, I'm pretty good with this.
Did you look over the script?
Yeah, but I've also done this a million times, so.
Done what? Moosterpiece?
No. Like, this actual scene, like, I've either watched it, performed it, seen it. I know it like the back of my hand.
But to understand the whole thing, you have to watch the movie start to finish, and you'll do that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Lights, camera, action, and take it away, Breezy.
Hello?
Why don't you want to talk to me?
Who is this?
You tell me your name, I'll tell you mine.
I don't think so.
What's that noise?
Popcorn.
You're making popcorn?
Yes, I am.
I only eat popcorn in the movies.
Well, I'm getting ready to watch a video.
Really? What?
Oh, just some scary movie.
Do you like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
You never told me your name, pretty girl.
Why do you want to know my name?
Because I want to know who I'm looking at.
What did you say?
I said I want to know who I'm talking to.
Look, I have to go.
Don't you dare hang up on me. I thought we were going to go out.
What? No, I have to go. I don't know you. Stop calling me.
I said don't hang up on me.
Who is this? You're scaring me. I told you I can't talk. I'm making popcorn. Leave me alone.
Cut. Yeah. Crushed it.
Crushed it. I love popcorn.
Intern Hannah, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate that performance?
Honestly, like 8.
Yes!
18. We'll take 18.
Yeah, 18 for sure. Sorry, we just can't hear you over the non-microphone that you have in front of you. That's fine. We're just a radio station. No worries. No need. Absolutely no need whatsoever. Okay, so this movie is iconic. It's stunning. It's been remade 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 times over. And you know it. 585-252-9800. What is the name of that movie? This person says, is it Princess Diaries 3? Yeah, no, right. I'm so sorry.
Somebody actually had a good guess. They're like, Scary Movie 2. No, but very close.
No.
Unfortunately not. it's like a Oh, by the way, last night I watched Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm. Which one? There's like 17.
The original. They're all like camp. And I'm like, God, the acting was horrendous.
Yeah.
The acting was horrendous. I mean, when you take an axe to somebody's face, usually they have a bigger reaction than, no, please.
No, wait. Hold
like you're going to bargain with them? I think the axe is already through your head.
I know. It's
we do have a couple of winners here. Yes, you guys are right. It is the original Scream.
Woo! Pamela Anderson.
No, Pamela Anderson was not in Scream.
Pamela Anderson was in Scary Movie.
I think the original.
They redid it, yes.
Yeah. So, Breezy, this is from 1996. And for the most part, it's a classic. A year after the murder of her mother, a teenage girl is terrorized by a mass killer who targets her and her friends by using scary movies as part of a deadly game. This, by the way, that whole scene was ridiculous because if somebody called you on the phone today with that type of voice,
first of all, I wouldn't answer.
You're going to continue to just have a conversation?
Send them a voicemail, and then my voicemail box would be full, so.
Nobody's doing it. What are you doing? Oh, I'm just making popcorn.
Yes, cooking some popcorn.
You going to watch a movie?
Mm-hmm. They said, you want to watch, you going to watch, she goes, I'm going to watch a video. Oh my God, please.
The VHS.
Please.
I don't know about you guys, but this time of the year when I was younger than I am now, Blockbuster, that's where it was at. You missed out, Hannah.
So I was driving in Farmington yesterday, 2 days ago, and they still have the sign of the movie gallery on that building that used to be.
Yeah.
Throwback!
I mean, the old Blockbuster in Greece is now a liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in there on Saturday, and I'm like, this is...
You're like, will you show me to your horror section? They're like, sir, this is a liquor store.
This was awesome. All right, so go home, Breezy. You're going to watch the whole movie Scream tonight from 1996, and we'll review it tomorrow morning on PXY for Breezy's Big Movie Review.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, it's Moose, it's Breezy. We have our intern Hannah in the studio with us this morning, and we got into a conversation. We wanted to ask this question. Are people who are extremely cheap in life capable of being a good friend? Well,
or just having meaningful friendships in general, because
or relationships.
Yeah, because I feel like people who are extremely cheap only see money and cost over anything else. That's all they can really focus on. Well, I'm not spending money on that. I'm not doing that. No, I only got this. And that trumps everything else in their life. And I think that it's hard to be friends with somebody like that because they don't really care about you or the times you share. They just care about how much it's going to cost them out of their pocket.
Yeah, and I think it's true what they say. As you get older, your friend group gets smaller.
For reasons like this and so many other reasons as well. We were talking to our intern Hannah off the air, who is stunning, gorgeous, iconic, beautiful. And we just posted a video with her on our Instagram. Go check that out with our girl Chaperone. But I think that it's hard because when you're in college, money is probably one of the biggest issues because you don't have any money. Know what I mean?
But then, Hannah, jump on that mic because I want to ask you. There's always those people in college that you're close with that is broke, kind of like, you know, all of us were. You're 21, you're 21. You're not that established. You don't have a career just yet. But you also have those people who have more money than God.
Yes. I think my issue with cheap friends are the cheap friends that have so much money. Their parents give them so much money. And they make you feel bad about spending your own money. They won't spend any of theirs. They just have no empathy.
Why do you think that they make you spend your own money? Like, God forbid you ask them for $5.
I honestly don't know. Because I'm always, like, willing to pay for people. Mm-hmm. Or, like,
sure.
I owe you, you owe me. Like, I'll get you back at
some point. It comes out in the wash.
Yeah.
Because the friends that I no longer have are the ones back in the day where...
It didn't come out in the wash.
If, God forbid, you go out to dinner with them, they want every, down to the cent.
Yeah.
Well, I got a soda and you got a beer, so I should only pay $5 less. And it's just, it's too much.
I don't hang with those type of people.
No, they suck. Too much. They're too much. Venmo me like 50 cents. I'm not doing that.
It's $14.52. I'll just send you 14 or I'll just send you 15. You know what I mean? And I think one of the issues is like, I'm a very lenient person, and we've had this conversation about some of my friends. I'm a very lenient person, and I believe things come out in the wash. And then when I have people Venmoing me down, Venmo requesting me down to the cent, I'm like, I don't know if you're for me.
Yeah.
Right. That's what it comes down to. I don't know. Because those people, those are the ones I don't want to be friends with.
How can you have a genuine friendship with someone if all they're worried about is how much you owe them or how much they owe you or all of that stuff? Like, it's just disingenuous because I'm not your friend because of how much money you do or do not have. I'm your friend because I enjoy you. But how I quickly stop enjoying you is when you're badgering me and pestering me for the 52 cents that I owe you because I only Venmoed you this much. And listen, I'm cheap, but I'm not like stingy. You know what I mean?
I'm a big believer. If you owe somebody money, I don't care if they're family, they're friends, you better pay them up without having them ask.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But as far as what we're talking about here, have you ever gotten into a conversation with your friends that are like this or anyone in the group? Has it caused any fights?
Yes, it just caused a fight like yesterday.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. I've been dying to talk about this somewhere. It's perfect. We were talking about doing a Secret Santa with all of the kids in my major, and this one guy, who's richer than rich, his parents pay for everything, was giving us such a hard time about doing a Secret Santa because he didn't want to shell out $10 to $15 on someone that doesn't know.
That was the limit, $15?
Yeah, we said we'll make it small. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. We'll each write out lists of like little things that we want. And he was like, I don't want to spend $10 to $15 on someone I don't care about. I'm not doing that.
Then he's out.
Then he said, then we said, don't do it. And he was like, should we do it at all? Yeah, we're going to keep doing it.
I hate the people that are like, I don't want to do that, or I don't feel comfortable doing that, or I'm like, okay, cool, well, I'm going to do it. They're like, well, wait, I want to do it. It's like, we just asked you.
It's such a problem. And this kid has never had a job a day in his life.
Yeah. Mm.
Get a job and then spend 10, 15 bucks. Nobody's forcing you to do it. Oh my gosh.
Is he totally into crypto?
Probably. I try not to ask about that kind of thing.
She's like, I honestly can't stand him. I don't know who invited him in the first place, but... It's just hard because, honestly, it makes your friendship feel disingenuous. And it's hard to get close with people like that because they're just a pain in the ass. They're just a problem child. Everyone knows the feeling of being out to dinner with a group of people and everyone else is on the same page of like, yeah, we'll just split it six ways. And then there's that one person like, I need a separate check. And listen, I understand if... all of your friends are drinking heavily and they're doing all that and maybe you're sober or you're not doing drinking right now. You've got a bowl of soup. I totally understand. But if it's down to like a drink or two, you're going to be fine. Everyone's going to be fine. And if you are hard up for cash, I don't really think you should be going out to dinner, period. Yeah. You shouldn't.
Yeah, I was the guy in the bathroom transferring my money from my savings over into my checkings.
There was 50 in the savings. There was 20 in the checking.
I was like, I always had to excuse myself. I'll be right back because most of my money is in my savings. I got to transfer it to my checking.
That's, oh, my God.
And I'm not talking about college years either, Hannah.
This was last year.
This is like a year ago.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.